Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Spiritual Landscapes Show with hosts Lottie and Frankie. It's 6 p.m. here in Stockholm, as well as in Paris, where Frankie is today. We have 9 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. East U.S., 5 p.m. London time, 7 p.m. Greece and Finland. Well, today it has been raining all day here in Stockholm, but it smells nice and everything is blossom, and it should be because it's Mother's Day here. And I know it was Mother's Day about 2 weeks in the US, so we can congratulate all mothers in the whole world today. That's nice. And also here in Europe, it's a very important day because it's election to the European Union. So it's very exciting. And then we have a show and it's so exciting. Well, I hope that Frankie is going to be with us because he's calling from Paris today. He's visiting there. And I think it's going to be all right for just a minute. And well, this is Spiritual Landscape's last show here at Psychic Talk. I'm sorry to say that, but we have a very special guest, our dear colleague, Anne Anula. And I'm happy to tell you that Anne will join my school, Academy for Inner Potential, in our online courses. I'm so looking forward to that. And we will talk more about that later into the show. Today's topic is the rites of initiations and spirituality, from the caiman to the internet user. Call in and discuss with us or get a mini reading live on air. We take calls as they come from about 10, 12 minutes into the show. We are the show that discuss different spiritual topics concerning us all. I'm Lottie, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm a psychic medium working with spirit in different ways since the mid-90s. Also taking mini readings for guidance here live at the show. I'm doing this show together with my co-host and husband, Frankie. If he's in yet, I think that it was some technical problems. Well, we'll see. Well, Frankie is an astrologer, a teacher, and out-of-the-body traveler. Call in at 714-816-4628 and international callers dial plus 1-714-816-4628 and get your spot early. Remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device to be placed in queue to speak to us live here at the show. Listen live and text chat with us all in one place. Go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live, where you can send messages to us during the live broadcast. Comment, you can ask questions, chat with other listeners, and even request a reading. psychictalk.net/live. Or call in now and get your spot early. 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. We will take calls as they come from about 10 minutes from now because I'm babbling a lot. And I think the technical problems are solved now. Good. Well, before I bring in my co-host and our lovely guest for today, I will briefly remind you what we were talking about the last time. The power of prayers. And we had a fabulous guest here, Sherry Myers, writer, producer, podcaster, and the creator of My Angel Prayer. And both Anne and I are parts of that project and have recorded several prayers. You can find them at Amazon Alexa and get 30 prayers for free, recorded by 30 mediums all over the world. Well, that's great. It's a great project, actually. If you haven't called in now, it's the time to do that. 714-816-4628 and international callers dial +1 before the number. Well, today's topic, what is that? Rites of initiations and spirituality from the caveman to the internet user. That is a fascinating topic, isn't it? So, do we have a Frankie here? Frankie, are you here? It's very quiet here. Anne, are you here?
Hi, Lottie. Yes, I'm here.
You here?
Listen to all the listen to all the wonderful news you are sharing. So thank you so much for having me on. I'm very honored to be a guest and honored, of course, to be able to cooperate with you in the school. I'm kind of stumbling on words here. Academy for Inner Potential. So that's a great honor too. That's a great honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We are very happy to have you on the ship, actually. It will be so nice. And you will be joining us, especially on our online courses in English, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that because it's so fun to reach out to the world. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, we did not have those options, right? So it feels really fascinating. We are living in the best time, as I sense, ever, because we can connect all over the globe.
and that is so fascinating. And today's topic, moving from the caveman to the internet user, it has really opened up doors to be able to speak here in different countries. Well, you are in Stockholm for the moment, so we are quite close, but Dax is in Tucson, and Frank is in Paris, and people can call from all over the world. It's amazing, actually.
It is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So I'm still waiting for Frankie to be able to, it's working, yeah. Let's see if he's in a while. But well, let me ask you, Anne. Do you have any initiation ceremonies in some kind in your life?
Yes, in my life, the first one I had was my baptism. I was 2 months old, so that's ages ago, right? And it's very common. I think in Sweden, usually we baptize our kids in an early age. If I compare with Greece, I know that in Greece, they wait until the child is around 1 year of age. I don't know the reasons, actually. I think there may be religious reasons for that. And I had an initiation in something called the Knowledge by Maharaji. I was around 20, so that would have been 84 sometime. It's basically initiation where you open your third eye. So that was, I went through a great loss in my life. So my boyfriend died. So that was maybe the first time that I started to search for things, even if I didn't keep it up. It was only going on for a period, but it woke my interest and, you know, combined with earlier experiences, seeing dead people and not knowing what it is and things like that. So I was on my search, but I didn't consciously start to search until I was the year 2000, I think. I was living in Greece and met a group of Swedish women in Rhodes. How nice is that? That were reading the Celestine Prophecy. So that intrigued me. And I had some other changes, major changes in my life when I divorced and I moved back to Sweden in 2001. And then, like an initiation, if you can say that, I started actually to study mediumship with you, 2006 and 2007. I did not continue to certify myself because I didn't feel maybe drawn to that at that point. But you never know, I might come to that part. And things have unfolded since then. So, yeah, there's a lot of initiation rites that you can do, like having spiritual initiations, Reiki, being certified. I think that's not maybe an initiation rite, or maybe it can be. So that's something we can discuss. What about you?
Yes. Actually, I'm also baptized or Christian when I was a child at home, my parents told me. And then I have this confirmation in the ordinary Christian church when I was about 14 years old or something like that. And after that, I moved on to a new spiritual world. And there I have a lot of initiations. And for example, I have some Buddhist in Vajrayana Buddhist initiations. And they're very fascinating because you have this lama. You have a group and you have this lama giving knowledge and talking about giving knowledge about a specific Buddha, Bodhisattva. And then we are trying to incorporate this energy. And there are Tibetan, symbols, and there are mantras, chanting mantras. And at one initiation, it was very special, actually. It was a female entity called Vajrayogini, and she's very, very powerful. And, I'm always hesitating to do the guru yoga at her, because every time I do that, something is happening. She's very powerful. But that is very... it was so special. But at that time... we also, they made the Lama and his wife, they were making these cookies in the shape of Vajrayogini, so we ate it like shamans almost to incorporate her energy. It was very special.
Wow. Yes, that's basically, I actually went to this Christian ceremony when I was 15 too. I don't know how it's said in English, but we call it confirmation. That's basically starting to take the wine and everything. So I did that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my choice, because when you're baptized, that's not basically your choice, right? So that's your family choosing for you how to initiate you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think actually we have some technical problems here today. We can chat, and I hope people are listening to us, but I can't get any contact with the studio, actually. So so let's
we keep it on.
So I have his contact over the phone with Frankie, but he's not getting into the studio. So I think I
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you, Frankie.
How you doing? Yeah.
Hi, Frankie.
I'm calling from Paris.
Yeah.
Hello.
How is Paris? Yeah. We can hear you.
Well, weather is pretty it's cloudy. But it's fine to be here, you know. At my niece's flat. Following the show. And I will introduce, I mean, the rites of initiations, spirituality. And this is our last show for the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I announced that. It's our last show here at Psychic Talk, at least for the moment. So... Well, what can you tell us about the rites of initiation and spirituality? Because Diane and I were discussing in shared experience, but you can add some theory or theoretical themes to that, can't you?
Yes, well, I will try to give a summary of something basically belonging to humanity since its birth, if you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The rite of passage has always been there, you know, since the most earlier hominids, you know, and the archaic societies, you know, of mankind. And it is marking an entrance or an acceptance in a group of society. It could also be a formal admission to adulthood in a community or one of its formal components. And you spoke about, for example, the rites of passage of the Christian Church when the adolescents, you know, like you spoke about. It is also a sign of a transformation in which the initiate is reborn into a new role. That's the basic, if you want, sign, you know, the significance. No?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we are going through several sorts of rites of passage, several forms of initiation during a life span, you know. And you have example of initiation like Christian baptism, as you said, or confirmation, the Jewish mitzvah, an entrance in a brotherhood or secret society, you know, and so on and so on, you know. So I'm taking from my source of inspiration is the Romanian historian of religion, Mircea Eliade, who is a very famous person, you know, wrote several books on several topics covering both rites of initiation, yoga and spirituality and freedom and all of that. That is he's a very, very cogent personality in that sense, you know. And he defined initiation as basic change in existential condition which liberates man from profane time and history. So it is initiation recapitulates the sacred history of the world. So you are passing from the profane time in a sacral time.
Mm-hmm.
And through this recapitulation, the whole world is sanctified anew. The initiant, as they call the initiate, the guy who is receiving initiation, can then perceive the world as a sacred work, the creation of a god or gods. You know, that's one of the definition given by Mircea Eliade, who is worked once upon a time as a professor of history of religion at the Chicago University in Paris.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, I think it's a very, very good definition, you know, that passing from profane to the sacred, you know, space and time, if you want. And it goes back to the early hominids, you know, the Homo sapiens, and you know, all of those, and when and the Neanderthal tribes, when they start to bury their dead, they put a lot of belongings to the departed in the grave, and so these roots are very, very, very ancient, you know, back to 40 to 50,000 years ago. And, you have that in, then later on through history, you see that in a different level, but at the same time more sophisticated in ancient Mesopotamia, in Egypt, you know, you have a very, very sophisticated ceremonies of initiation, you know. And they are compiled in hieroglyph forms. You can see, for example, in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, You have a very, very interesting description of that kind of, that sort of initiation. Okay? Hello?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, and in Greece, the Eleusinian mysteries are also very important to mention. And it is that sort of, we're entering in the process of the threefold phase. You have the ancient identity, and then you are going through that initiation ritual, and you're entering in a kind of liminal state where you have lost the ancient identity. So there is a kind of death and rebirth process in that sense. And the exit is a new, you are reborn and you're entering a new identity in the world. You know? So we are doing that in several phases of our life. You know, when we are leaving the high school, we have that ceremony, you know, concluding, I mean, or stating that the end of high school, you know. And it is a rite of passage. But when you get your first job, when you get married, and so on and so on, you know, and when you are retired, is also a rite of initiation and passage, because you are leaving your previous identity as a worker. You know?
Absolutely. And, you know, you don't think these things are really initiations. You don't think in these terms. When you're talking about ceremonies, or especially initiations, you're talking about spiritual ones, so not getting married, etc.
But in that sense, spirituality is encompassing, I mean, all these activities we have in the daily life, because spirituality is everywhere. You know, it is an act of getting a job as well, because it is both transcendent and immanent. You know, there is no division. You know, the sacred world and the profane today are completely intertwined. You know, but anyway, when you're entering the rites of passage, you must, if you want, create an atmosphere of a division from the profane to the sacred. But once you get that new identity, then they are reunited again. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it is always a constant process of death and rebirth, you know, in a symbolic way, and that's the way the soul is acquiring, maturity during its sojourn on the earth plane. You know, it needs several phases, you know, of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And this place, for example, our blog is also connected to some kind of a rite of passage or initiation, because there are some people who are getting in contact for the first time in their life with that form of consciousness or thinking, you know.
This show? You mean this show?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, well, that's an interesting angle, actually. What do you think, Anne?
Yes, I think that's, I think that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Not much to say right now.
Well, you know, I don't think we usually think about these shows when we are talking and discussing and having mini readings and so, and see, this is kind of an initiation, actually, especially for people not very used to this kind of topics. It opens up, it really opens up the mind. So that's, you're right, Frankie.
I think that it does open up the mind, because it makes you think, and because we can share from all over the world, so many people. In the old days, it's like we were connected to the ones where we lived, right? Or maybe we sent some letters, ordinary snail mail letters, or talking over the phone. But with this option, you know, when we are interacting with each other on a worldwide basis, it's like, everyone can help to put in a piece of the puzzle, so to speak. So it really helps to start to question, but you also need to be willing for yourself to start to question what you are hearing and what you're feeling, and kind of combine everything. So it's interesting, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Frankie, what do you think?
Yes, I would like to add, but I think rites of passage has a different connotation over time. So today we are using, the internet as that kind of form, because what is a secret society today? It can be just, an opening in a blog, as long as you are entering in a spiritual space of a different kind, it is a form of initiation. And it is exactly what we are doing. And when the people are calling, they're entering in this space of transformative activity in threefold path, losing one's own identity, going to a liminal state, and being reborn to a new identity after having listened to your channeling, for example. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot of angles there. You know, guys, I was thinking today when I was thinking about our topic, we were talking about the caveman, these paintings in the south of France. And now I think today young people have not so much initiation rites. We are a little bit older, so perhaps we did it more when we were young. But nowadays it's nothing, actually. And not that many people have the baptized or confirmation by the church and so on. But young people today, they are really playing the computer games. And I think this is a kind of a postmodern, perhaps, version when you get into these scenarios and you change identity, you move on in different spheres and take on different roles and doing different things. So perhaps it's a danger with it, of course, but I think it's also some kind of transformation and openness to other kind of spheres. So what are you guys thinking about that?
Well, I will just add something before I need to go further, to meet my friend of mine. Yes, exactly. Well, the form has changed, but anything that we are doing have their roots in ancient, archaic way of living, So, for example, marriage has been always there through the ages. And any time you are going through a process of transformational consciousness, it is a kind of rite of passage. And society today is informational. It is post-industrial. So we are using the means which are available today to do that way, and using that rite of passage, which is the basic template, if you want, the master template of anything that which has to do with development of personality and transformation of spiritual consciousness with the new tools.
Do they have the same meaning, even if they have different shapes nowadays? Is it the same meaning?
Yes, absolutely. It is, because anytime you get in contact with the source of inspiration, it reflects exactly what the needs of the person being initiated. So it doesn't matter you are, imagine being placed in a surrounding way of Shaivism yoga, and the people are chanting mantras and like that. It's not very different than what we are inspiring our auditors here.
Okay.
It's just a form of
Yeah. And that's nice. Thank you so much for calling in today, Frankie, even if you are in Paris now.
Goodbye, guys. And we'll just say goodbye to the show because this is our last show for the moment. And, I love you, everybody. Okay. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye,
Frankie. See you in the kitchen next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think we have a caller on. So, hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello. Oh, is anybody there? Well, I don't know what's happening. It's a lot of technical problems today.
Issues.
Well, yeah, it's issues today. Well, we just keep it on. We keep it on, and I have some announcements to do, so we can try with that. And hello there. We have time for calls, so please call in or chat with us. And you know, when you will call in, you do it at 714-816-4628. And if you're an international caller, you dial +1 before the number. And of course, into our chat room, and you can ask questions or comments or whatever. So welcome. Announcements for next week. We have some announcements. What do we have? We have next today. Oh, it's about love. Tarot d'amour. Wow. Nighttime for... Yeah, tarot for love. Yeah. That's nice. And on Tuesday, it's the power of three. What's on your mind? Open lines and mini readings. Yeah, that's cool. And we have an announcement for our free course also, Anne, don't we? Free course online. Yes.
Yes. That's very exciting. You want me to do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So actually, Academy for Inner Potential is a Swedish school for spiritual and psychic development. And this school has been around since 2007. So the people working there are really experienced and very good at what they do. And of course, Lottie is the principal and owner and a teacher at the Academy. We have Wendela Sederholm, who has been a guest on Soul Sister Show in January, and she's owner, vice president, and a teacher too. And she's very famous in Sweden. She has been on TV. She's been working with mediumship, I think, since the early 90s. And then we have Linda Liljeholt.
Yeah.
She's an owner and teacher, and she's a psychic certified medium too. So I'm very honored to be a part of this. And right now, there is a free online course. So if you want to join that free online course, you can look at Lottie's, I think they can look at your website, Lottie, spirituallandscapes.net.
Yes.
Okay. So we have it there, and also, just a moment, if you go to the main page, what is the website address for Academy? Sorry, Lottie. I'm sounding unprofessional.
No problem. Academy, well, it's in Swedish spelling, so it's no C, it's a K, .net/English, and then you can see it there, and you can... just click at the link for the free course. And if it's very hard to read the Swedish, it's not that hard, but take spirituallandscapes.net because it's easy to find, and you have the link to click on there. So that's good.
Yes. I'm actually putting up the link in the chat room. So everybody, you can go to psychictalk.net/live. And look in the chat room, and we have the link for the Academy in English. So you can find the course there online. Free online course, guys. Very renowned teachers and a very good quality on this course, really.
Yeah, it's a good course. It's really a course too for you who are not really started to open up yet. It's open your mind. It's three lessons each. One lesson a day for 3 days, but you can do the lessons whenever you want and have time for it, of course. And it's just some simple exercises and a little bit of knowledge and to be aware of something in your daily life, etc. It's a good course. So yeah, and it's free. So why not?
Yes.
As
everything that are exciting, you know, once you step into it, I think that you will be, actually I'm talking to all the listeners, I think you all will be intrigued because we all sense things around us, but we may not know how to understand and interpret and make something out of it. So this is a really good opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I really agree there. Well, we had a caller at area code 771. So if you are still there, well, we are happily receiving your call. So let's see what's on. And you have been working as a medium for a while now, haven't you?
Yes. I'm actually working with different things. I chose to start working, I think that was 3 years ago, and take some courses in soul realignment, which is a healing modality. And I have my Reiki since many years. That was 2001. And it's sometimes, you know, like life and the universe are conspiring to get you on your path. So when you are covered with signs and you see something all the time, that is the biggest sign of all that it's time to follow that. So, yeah. And then often you do that if you have a little bit of patience, because we are sometimes some patient here and things may not happen in a day or two, but they will eventually. So if you feel that you are following your guidance, just keep on doing it because things will open up. And there are so many exciting things that happened for me. So the radio show, I was at psychictalk.net also. And now actually I created with my soul sister our own radio network. Mm-hmm. Not to say that we are as good as Dax is, because he's very experienced. And he's our teacher mentor. I mentioned that again. But it's funny, and you need to be bold sometimes. Step out of your comfort zone. I don't mean doing anything very dangerous or anything like that, but just try to do something that you ordinarily just haven't done or don't do, because you will most likely be amazed. Lottie? It looks like we don't have Lottie on. Lottie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on in the air today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what it is. Well, something in cosmos, and that's so interesting too, of course. Well, it's very, very interesting to hear about you. And you also, together with a lot of other mediums in the project which Sherry Myers created about the angel prayers. Can you tell us a little bit of that?
Yes, and you're part of that too. I think I met Sherry Myers around this time last year, or maybe a little bit earlier. But this time last year, I made a podcast with her for the Glitch movie. So I think it is theglitchmovie.com. And she has done podcasts with many angel workers. and people who work as mediums and, mm-hmm. and talking to angels and on the spiritual side, so to speak. And I think this past autumn she asked about, because she was doing a project and she had been creating something called My Angel Prayer on Alexa. Mm-hmm. And it's actually fantastic because there are short, very concentrated prayers, angel prayers, for different kinds of matters. Like if you would like to help, have some help with protection, you want to have healing, you want to connect to certain archangels. So you can go to myangelprayer.com. And there's much information how you can join Alexa. And as Lottie said before, I've been a part of this too. And we all have, I think we are 30, maybe growing also. So I think the angel workers are growing and helping Sherry. And we create angel prayers that are from 40 seconds up to a minute to be on there. And if you go, there are some free prayers. I think there's 30 free prayers you can listen to if you connect. There's information, by the way, on myangelprayer.com on how to be a part on Alexa. That's an app so you can use. And even we in Sweden have managed it. I sense it's not maybe so common here yet, but it will be. We make sure to make it known. And I think it's up to 150 angel prayers if you sign up for a monthly fee. It's very low fee, to $99. So then you can pick and choose what you want to listen to, if you want specific prayer for something like guidance or healing or protection or whatever you can feel for. And if you don't, you can listen, you can start by listening to the free angel prayers, but they come in random as you listen. And you can also hear who has been doing the certain prayer, and you can connect with them so you can find out more about them. So that's really exciting. What do you say, Lottie? Okay, so I keep on. My Angel Prayers on Alexa. There's also a Facebook page that the name is How to Connect with Angels. How to Connect with Angels. So you can join that Facebook group and you can have more information about My Angel Prayer on Alexa. So that feels really exciting. Are you back, Lottie?
Yes. I'm back.
You're back. Okay.
Yeah, things are happening here in Cosmos.
So yeah, I was talking about my angel prayer. So you can fill in if you want to with your part a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how many prayers I've recorded, but well, I think the one who really, really touched me from the first time or came to me was the one, I think it's actually on the free list, it's helping to let go of our loved ones leaving the body, living or existing in another realm, spiritual realm, and getting people to know, really know that they are still there and we have a connection. There is love from them. They see us. They try to reach us. We don't know them or get aware of them. But I really, really want to remind people that they are still there. The connections are still there. So, of course, even if you are mourning a loved one, of course, you can speak to this person or touch them or so, but they are still there. And I think, well, for me, it's very important to share that with my human fellows.
Yeah. And I just sent people to myangelprayer.com and told everyone that there's a Facebook group, How to Connect with Angels, so they can find it there. And yes, it's so relieving and peaceful when you do understand that death, as we have been taught, is not really, as I sense, of course, and I bet you sense the same. It's, for me, it's transformation, because the body dies. Yes, of course the body dies, but the spirit is eternal. So it's merely a transition, if you feel to translate it that way. And our loved ones, they're always with us. Sometimes we are possibly not able to connect to them, but we can, that's when we can use the angels, and we can actually ask the angels to help us to open up so we can connect. That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's really, really beautiful. Well, do you have some of your angel prayers nearby so you can perhaps read one for us or for the listeners?
Yes, if you give me a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. I do the same.
I usually prepare myself. I didn't prepare for that one. I'm going to find it here. Yeah. So I have done one for free, and I think I did eight or nine. That's going to be on in June. And it feels really, that's something new too. But the beauty is that you can stress yourself to do many things. And it's so exciting when you actually start to try to change something within. Because here's the thing, many people want to change things in their lives. But we also, it's not enough just to keep visualizing or to keep affirming. We need to do something too. And sometimes we do small things and get big results. And sometimes we do big things and have smaller results, but it really doesn't matter. So I have my prayer here.
Yeah.
Are you ready to hear?
Absolutely. Let us hear.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry that my voice may not be the best today, but I do my best. I have a little bit of an allergy. So I made a prayer of guidance, and this is one that is a free one if you just want to listen to one of the 30 free ones in Alexa. Dear Divine Source, my spiritual guides and helpers, the angels and the ascended masters, thank you for guiding me in my daily life, enlightening my path, even when things seem to fall apart. I stand strong in my knowledge and power, and follow my knowing and your guidance. I stand strong and powerful because I know that I'm always protected and guided. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, it's lovely, Anne. It's really lovely. So
thank
what
you.
Did you think when you created that prayer?
I don't know. I have a certain way of expressing myself when I start my affirmations and prayer. And usually, if I feel inspired when I start to do that, it's just coming. And I felt maybe at this time that it's very important to know that we are our own powers. Even if we need guidance, we want many things from the outside, all we have is already within. So reaching out for guidance is like confirmation also to see that there are things happening on the outside that are supporting and providing me with all that I need. And it's also coming from the inside.
Yes, that's beautiful, I think. It's really beautiful, yeah. Yeah, I have
Thank
one.
You. I love your prayer too. Yes. Please hear it.
Yeah, okay. Dear angels of the universe, thank you for listening to my prayer, helping my loved one to let go and leave the body in peace. Help him or her to cross the river and find the way to the spirit realm with trust and joy. Please embrace my loved one with love and care. Remind him or her that his soul is bright and shining, help us all to realize that life is forever and that we will meet again. So that is my prayer.
Wow. That's a strong one. Yeah, that's a strong one. Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was the first crossing my mind, or probably I get some help from above, because I think it's so important. And first I was telling about it's important to us living here at Earth to remind ourselves that they are still there. But I think it's also important to, when a person is leaving the body, to help him to cross the river and move on and open up to receive all the help and love from other guides, spirit guides, and other relatives. So it's there to meet them. So it goes both ways. And I think it's beautiful to help there.
Yes.
Thanks now, Anne. Yeah, I also think, well, when we are creating these prayers and sending them out in cosmos and hoping to do so much good with them, it's also kind of initiation, because, you know, when people are receiving the prayers, listening to them and really take them into their hearts, something can really, really change. There can be some kind of transformation process, to just like an initiation to a spiritual way of looking life, and yeah, to embrace life with a spirituality. What do you think?
Yes, I think you're absolutely right, because yes, it can be, if you really are present in the very moment when you listen to prayer, or you create a prayer, or you say a prayer, that's going to be within your being. You're going to feel it. So it's, yeah, you can say absolutely that that's a part of an initiation. And praying and affirmations and whatever you do, that can be very transforming, so to say.
Yeah.
So, of course, if you think of an initiation, that's something that gives you maybe the kickoff or the start for a transformation of some kind.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Absolutely. It can open up your mind and heart, and it can also carry you on, I think, because prayers and affirmations and mantras are very strong
yes.
tools. So if you really, really incorporate them in your body and soul and heart, something is going to happen there. Absolutely, because body, mind, and soul, it's three ways of the same thing, so to speak. So I
yes,
think it's really transformative. Yeah, as you said.
Yeah, I had another idea too that just came to me, because it feels very often like, if I do a prayer from myself, yes, that's very powerful. But also sometimes when a lot of people are engaging in the same prayer in different ways, that's even more powerful, because there's a lot of energy from everyone involved. It's an energy for the one listening. It's an energy for the one saying it. It's an energy from the one that may have created it, etc.
Yeah.
So that gives that same prayer much energy in a positive way.
Yes, absolutely. And you can think, well, one angle is to say, when many people have doing the same prayer, it's so much more powerful and really helping.
Yes.
And it gives
yes.
also the prayer itself more energy. So it's carrying itself. So it's two sides of it, isn't it?
Yes. And that's fascinating, because things we say, like even thoughts or things we say, if we keep repeating it enough, or we say a prayer, many people say the same prayer, or one person say it 100 times, that gives that certain prayer or words or whatever you're doing very much energy. And actually, if something is given enough energy, it can be something that are an entity. Maybe that's weird to call a prayer an entity, but it can become like an energetic entity by itself. And
yeah.
if we can create that with positive prayers, that's fantastic.
Absolutely, and the world is really, really in the need of that. And you know, when you are chanting mantras in the Buddhist and the Hindu traditions, they say it's very short stuff, but it's so very powerful, and they have been created just to bear that kind of energy. You have, for example, you have the Medicine Buddha. And it's a fantastic entity, and the Medicine Buddha is for it's medicine himself, and his mantra is also medicine and healing. So it's very, very short, just a few words, but it's also so powerful. And somebody is calling in. Well, 347, we have somebody online. I have a caller. Hello. What's your name,
Hi,
caller, and where you're calling from?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Kate.
Hi.
Hi,
Katie.
Yes, I'm calling either one. Yes, I'm calling from New York.
Ah, you're most welcome. What can we do for you?
So I am trying to change my life,
mm-hmm.
and I want to create the things that I want. And I don't know if I have, like, emotional blocks, or is it energetic blocks, or, like, you know, they have these things called concords and loyalties and contracts, you know, like spiritual ones. I don't really know what's in my way of changing. It could be all of them. You know, it could be emotional block. You know, but to say, for example, I've been trying to move, and I've been trying to attract a job, and I haven't been able to attract one in almost 6 months.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, I just want to change.
Yeah. Okie dokie. And will you start? Or do we want me to start?
Yes, please start.
Yeah,
no,
I can start. Yeah.
Thank you.
So let's see what's on your path, what are your strong suits and where are the obstacles? Well, I actually think you are going to get a job. I don't think you have to wait so much longer. Time is not on your side every time, because when you want something, it always takes time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think something to learn here is patience.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are waiting on something, we are sometimes going to cramp, because we so much want this to happen, and we are so engaged in it, and we're not able to think about other things. So I think it's going to be fine here, but have patience and use the time when you are not having a job to work with yourself, to enjoy life, to getting know
mm-hmm.
yourself and your inner senses a little bit better. And then I think also you can see for yourself what is blocking me here. I think there is some blockages, and I think you have to confront yourself and your defense system a bit. And the defense system, it's actually a very good thing when it's created, because when the defense are created, there are some kind of enemies or threats around the person. The problem
mm-hmm.
with the defense system is when the threat is gone, the system is still there. And I think
yeah.
that is the case here. Yeah. So it's old things blocking you, actually. So try to turn back, look back and think, well, what's happening, and how was I reacting then, and how about my self-esteem, etc., grounding years back in time, because you are not the same person now. So if you do that and open up we are talking about prayers here. So try to do mantras or prayers, so what you are comfortable with. And I think these blockages will resolve and you get your job, and I think you will be back on track again. So, Anne, what are you saying?
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. Yes. I actually feel that you are very, I can confirm what you say, Lottie. I sense that these blockages that may be standing in your way a little bit may be of the from emotional blockages. That may sound worse than it is, but it's basically when it comes to emotion, we feel very vulnerable, and seeing things that are triggering those things, even if we may know that I can resolve this if I just look at it and I make a new choice and I release it. That sounds very effective and very easy, right? That's basically how we can do it, but we also need to be kind to ourselves in the process. I feel that it's keeping you in your mind also a little bit. So you're thinking a lot about this, and that's understandable too. I do feel that if you can just observe yourself, be very kind with yourself and very forgiving, because sometimes we are hard on ourselves. We have a lot of patience with others, but we demand that we should be able to accomplish everything at once. So I don't know if this makes sense to you. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I sense that once you just start to release, there's no need to release everything at once. Just start it. Look at what's appearing in your life. And this can come as many signs. This can be someone saying something, a past person that you used to be with or have been friends with or whatever is coming back in your life, or you just have a phone call, or there's something going on. So just look at what happens and see if you can understand what is triggering within you, because if we catch that moment, we are very able to see things and then say, okay, I embrace this, but I'm releasing it to the past. I'm not accepting what happened, but I'm forgiving it, so I release it now. I'm free to move on. That's kind of an affirmation and a prayer you can do.
Oh, wow. I love
Makes sense?
That. Yeah, I really, really like that. I like that. Yeah. So, like, because sometimes when I was before, when I was applying for a job, I would feel a little defeated, like, oh, they're not going to hire me, like, even while I'm applying for the job. And then I guess I could do that about that inner, like, if it does come up, I can do that, trigger that, like, catch the feeling or whatever's triggering and forgive it and release it.
Yes, because sometimes, you know, it's just when we don't deal with it, we don't look at it, it's going to come back. But we have a good chance to release everything if we can take that little look and acknowledge, because most of the things that we are experiencing comes from within. That's also easy to say, right? But it's very important to just be kind to yourself and say, okay, no, I see that thought coming in again. No. This time around, I believe in myself. I know I'm fully capable. And if I don't get this one, I get another one that's even better for me.
I get what you're saying. So I can change the energy of that negative thought, clear it out, and then change it to a positive while it's happening.
Yes. So sometimes you may need to do that a few times. Other times you can do it with the first try. But just do it, and you will conquer this for yourself.
Wow. Okay, so I was thinking I needed, like, you know how you go to, like, an energy person or something?
Yes. So, is that all right with you? You're satisfied with the answer?
Yeah, I am. So, I am. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Go with the flow.
Thank you.
Yes, I do. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Well,
bye,
dear Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being our guest today in this, our last show. We really, really enjoy to have you here. And if you want people to reach you, so where can you, they get in touch with you?
They can find me at angelplaceonearth.com, angelplaceonearth.com. So I think that's the easiest way. And I'm looking forward, Lottie, to have you and Francois at some point as our guests on our new year show.
Well, we're happy to. I answer for Frankie too, but we'll be happy to join you, absolutely. And thank you so much for listening to us today, and thank you so much for this time. If you would like to get contact with me and Frankie, you can reach us at Facebook, Lottie and Frankie Spiritual Landscapes, or at our website, spirituallandscapes.net. So thank you everybody, and have a great next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.